I rap about whatever I'm into. So that's my only rule. So I can write a song about the Dark Tower. I could write a song about Star Wars. I could write a song about not getting the girl. I could write a song about pizza. You know, there's no real limit. I think the key to hip-hop is just talking about yourself, because that's really all you're bringing to the table.
That's rapper MC Chris describing rap music by nerds for nerds, known as Nerdcore. And it's the subject of the 2008 documentary film Nerdcore for Life. And we're talking about it this week on Director's Cut Radio. Joining us now is the director of Nerdcore for Life, Dan Lamoureux. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is Nerdcore?
Nerdcore is hip-hop made by self-professed geeks and nerds about things that geeks and nerds love, like anime, video games, sci-fi, physics, anything you can think of that nerds love.
There's a question that rolls throughout the course of the film is whether or not this is parody or whether this is authentic. Did you come up with an answer for that?
I've talked to dozens and dozens of Nerdcore artists and countless fans. They love what they're doing. And this would not sustain itself if it was, say, a joke. You know, they would be boring after a month. This has been going on for years. So people are very serious about their music. And, you know, they're rapping about the things that are important to them. They're rapping about their own lives. And they just happen to be, you know, kind of geeky folks.
In fact, you could make an argument that this is more real than a lot of mainstream hip-hop.
That's right. I mean, what would you have an easier time relating to? Someone who is rapping about how they won, you know, The Legend of Zelda when they were 15, or somebody who, you know, is a millionaire in Monaco for, you know, the weekend with his three girlfriends.
Exactly. Here are a few highlights from Nerdcore for Life.
There's a lot to the story, and if my name was Sean Stone, I would play the accordion. I level up my druid when I'm playing World of Warcraft, stomping anybody stepping close to my warpath.
Music was a product, now it is a service. Major record labels, why are you trying to hurt us?
I'm hardcore when it comes to anime. Some call it Japanime, kiddo, I keep it anime.
It's kind of interesting how you got introduced to this. You got dragged sort of kicking and screaming to your first Nerdcore show.
A friend really wanted to go. It was in downtown Chicago, and I thought this was going to be so dumb, so cheesy. I was like so annoyed, but I went, and I was like mesmerized from the first minute, because I thought it was going to be a joke. These people were having the time of their lives.
What does the so-called mainstream or legitimate hip-hop world think of this?
They think nothing of it. Mainstream hip-hop has nothing to say about Nerdcore, and it's hard to ignore Nerdcore. It's, you know, it's leaked into the hip-hop press a little bit, and they just don't want to acknowledge that it exists. They just, I don't know why, but no one has anything to say about Nerdcore.
Do you think it'll ever go mainstream, or this will always be a niche?
I think it's destined to be a niche, but it's a well-loved niche. It is, you know, how they met their friends, how they met their girlfriends and wives and husbands. It's very important to a lot of hardcore fans.
Dan Lamoureux, thanks for being with us.
No problem.
You can see more of Dan and Nerdcore for Life on Director's Cut on Wisconsin Public Television tomorrow night at 9:30.
Clap your hands, everybody, and everybody clap your hands. We Lambda, 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 and Omega Moon. And we've come here on stage.